With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to study film with one of the top guys in the business. FilmStudyBaltimore.com's own Ken McCusick. What's going on, Kenneth?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well. Hey, Ken, I'm starting to notice a theme with Eric DaCosta and the Ravens. He's getting his free agents that he wants to fill positions without, destroying the cap and giving up compensatory picks. He's done that already with Alejandro Villanueva, and now he does it with Justin Houston.
Yeah, that's the Ravens' way, and it's a good time to be reflective about that for next free agent signing period. That the Ravens don't have to do something right now; they can wait till after the comp deadline and make their selections then. Excellent use of the bargain bin here. Houston is extremely efficient as a selection. If he has a big year, he'll make about $4 million. If he doesn't have a big year and he's a modest bust or even has a pretty good year, he'll make $2.1 million roughly. So great price for the Ravens.
Now we know Houston is. Many of us have been clamoring for them to sign him. Happy they did. What's his role going to be now? Where's he going to line up? What's he going to be doing? It's just a pure pass rusher, I assume.
Yeah, I that's the way I would see it, Ed. He's a rush outside linebacker. That means he lines up opposite the naked tackle, if you're ever wondering. If you look at a line of scrimmage and there's usually a tight end on one side and 11 personnel, then he'll line up on the side where Terrell Suggs would, where there'd be only an offensive tackle and usually a left tackle to rush against. And he likes to get that guy in space and use his arsenal of moves to beat a tackle. He's got competition on that side. Of course, he's the lead dog primarily, I would think, at this point for passing downs. But that's also the spot where McPhee, Ferguson, and I would have thought that Owe was going to play as a rookie. They're guys who are more pure pass rushers. The Sam side, the strong side, has Bowser and Hayes, who are both cover guys. And if you're looking at who's going to play, some people look at the Ravens' six offensive linebacker six outside linebackers, and they think the guy who will be out is Hayes. But Hayes' job is actually pretty safe because he's a coverage guy, so he's more likely to be needed on a lot of those plays. So I think that between McPhee and Ferguson, they're going to have to figure out what they do, and with Owe, they're going to have to decide if he can move to play that strong side on at least some of the snaps.
Here with Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Ken, I keep hearing that passing downs. It's 2021. Passing downs has been redefined in the National Football League. So give me a percentage. How much will this Justin Houston play?
Yeah, Justin Houston will play pretty much all of the obvious passing downs, which means if it's 2nd and 9, if it's 3rd and 10, if it's 3rd and 5 or more, really, he'll be in there. He could play some other full series, but the Ravens have been always an extreme rotational team at outside linebacker and on the defensive line. So I expect him to play fewer than the 57% of snaps he played for the Colts in 2020. If I had to guess, I'd put him in the 40s. They got a lot of mileage out of McPhee last year, which was frankly unbelievable to me that he played 42.4% of the snaps. But I think they'll get a little bit more, or about that out of Houston would be the peg I'd put.
So Ken, how are they going to populate the outside linebacker roster now that they've added Houston?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. Last year, they had six to make five at the outside linebacker group. So they put in Ward and Ferguson were having to rotate weeks off at the end of the year. It was one of the reasons Ward left and obviously very unhappy about, you know, being not active every week. And the Ravens do play a lot of four outside linebacker packages, or they have at least during the Wink Martindale era. So one of the things they'll look to do is find who are the guys that can play inside. I don't look at Houston as being that guy. I look at him as being a guy who plays more wide technique on passing downs. He really likes to get a guy in space. But Ferguson is a guy, if he's going to carve out a role for himself on the roster, it's really got to be inside on passing downs and also doing his job against the run. So if you're looking for the further thing, I think they probably will keep six outside linebackers, and it really puts the onus on a lot of other marginal players on the team at other positions, including on the offense, to make it. This could be now a 26-24 year in terms of defensive and offensive players on the roster.
Ken McCusick joins us from filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, I heard Rob Ryan say about Wink Martindale, there are smarter guys, but they work for NASA. So how much does it have having a guy with a reputation of getting to the quarterback when on bad years he has 8 sacks? How much will that help Wink Martindale dial up and free him to do other things with this defense?
Every weapon is great, Rob, and Wink is the master of dialing it to the quarterback effectively and dialing it down when necessary, dialing it up when the guy's really affected by pressure. And more importantly than that, I think the outside linebackers he uses very versatilely, meaning that they'll drop to coverage and create an opportunity for a slot corner or a safety or an inside linebacker to blitz. So he really likes those versatile players, and particularly that's why he's using this four outside linebacker package in Baltimore so effectively.
And Ken, off the field, they picked up some big names to me in free agency. I mean, forget about Zeitler, too. Zeitler, Villanueva, mm-hmm. Houston. What do you say about the Ravens front office with these moves?
Yeah, it's been certainly a great set of signings. We're seeing how important the Villanueva signing is, I think, at camp, because the Ravens look very weak at tackle to me. That's the position where if Ronnie Stanley somehow were not able to start the season, I think it would be a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Andre Smith has not played very well in camp so far, and Phillips, I think they're going to be forced to move him to tackle, so it really amps up the pressure on Ben Cleveland, who I think will be the starting left guard come week one. But they're very short at offensive tackle, and that Villanueva signing looks great right now.
Looks awesome. It does look awesome. I agree with you. Hey, Ken, tell people in Baltimore all about filmstudybaltimore.com.
Yeah, please join us out there. One of the cool pieces we have recently is a piece on all the Ravens' defensive coordinators and how they differed throughout history. Some people like the historic perspective. If you like camp notes, we've got them every day as well.
Thank you. Ken McCusick, thanks a lot, man.
Take it easy, guys.
Thank you.
I think the most important thing, and I think Ken kind of agrees with it, Ed, is the flexibility that now Justin Houston gives his defensive coordinator, Wink Martindale.
Yeah, I think just the whole thing, to me, yes, to what you just said, and then the whole, when you look to take the 10,000-foot view of what they've done, I just think they've really made some really good moves here.
I agree.
I really do. You know, people bitch about them moving slow. They didn't do this, they didn't do that. Like, take a look at what they did. They really shored up that offensive line, first of all, and that was a problem. You pick up Zeitler and Villanueva, and now you pick up Houston, which is the guy you wanted anyway. So we didn't give up anything, like, essentially.
Not even compensatory picks.
No.
And that's what the Ravens do. I mean, we got to get used to that. I guess I kind of am. You know, I don't really do too much calling them out in free agency. I'm always waiting. Even with the wide receiver we got from Clemson.
Sammy Watkins?
Even with the Sammy Watkins, when we had to give an opinion on that, and my opinion was I don't like it in and of itself, but I got to wait to see what they're going to do afterwards. Because
mm-hmm.
I knew there's no way Eric DaCosta is saying Sammy Watkins is the answer.
Right.
There's no way.
Yeah.
He wasn't the answer. He was a part of it. So when they went out and drafted Rashad Bateman, I circled back. Okay, now I like the Sammy Watkins signing.
Yeah.
Because now it makes sense.
Now it makes sense.
Didn't make sense in and of itself, but at the same time, I didn't think it was going to be the only move.
Yeah.
I didn't know whether they were going to sign another free agent or draft one. And I think they were waiting to the draft to see what they were going to do again in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Once they drafted Bateman, we're done.
We're done. Yeah.
And I'm good.
And that's why both of us were like kind of, when people panic, oh, but, you know, they're not making any moves, they're not doing anything. wait a minute. Just let's wait and see what they do.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.